time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. One person was injured and another was arrested after a two-vehicle accident yesterday morning on Enterprise Road near Friend Doyle. According to police reports, at approximately 6:52, 26-year-old Clay City resident Trevor A. Wolf was southbound on Enterprise in a 2013 International. He then crossed into the northbound lane and struck a 2014 Chrysler driven by 36-year-old Fairfield resident Jamie N. Klein. Klein traveled across the southbound lane after the collision and struck a tree on the west side of the roadway. Wayne County EMS responded to the scene, and Klein was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Tow trucks were called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Wolf left the scene on foot and was later located by Wayne County deputies. He was arrested on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident causing injuries, and he was also cited for improper lane usage. Wolf was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 27-year-old Wayne City resident Shelby L. Harris was also booked in the jail yesterday morning. She was arrested by county deputies on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of controlled or counterfeit substances. She was held in jail, pending the posting of $595 bond. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
The Christmas season will soon be here, and Frontier Community College is offering several workshops to get you in the Christmas spirit. Looking for new Christmas decorations or gift ideas? Then sign up for our one-day Christmas tree skirt, barn quilt painting, or bath bomb workshops. You can also impress friends and family this season with our pie making and Christmas cupcake classes. Grab a friend and register today. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711.
In other news, this week is Operation Christmas Child Collection Week, and the Wayne County drop-off location for the program is the Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield. The church will collect OCC boxes for 2 hours each day through Monday, November 25th. Collections will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, 9 to 11 a.m. on Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and 8 to 10 a.m. on Monday. A list of times and more details on the event may be found on the Northside Baptist Church Facebook page. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the results of a special traffic enforcement patrol conducted in Wayne County this past Friday night into Saturday morning. Troopers issued a total of 41 written warnings and 13 citations. 26 of those citations and warnings were for speeding, and 2 were citations for DUI and other drug and alcohol-related violations. The ISP says the patrol allowed them to increase enforcement for impaired driving, occupant restraint, speeding, and distracted driving violations during the National Click It or Ticket campaign. The project was funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation, and state police remind people that driving the posted speed limit, sober, not distracted, and buckled, will save lives. The Cisney High School Class of 2020 will host a fundraising dinner in the high school gym this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. The dinner will be provided by Country Roads as an all-you-can-eat buffet consisting of chicken, fish, and shrimp. Tickets for adults will cost $11, and they will cost $6 for children. Donations will be accepted for baked goods. The FCHS Board of Education met last night and discussed the proposed 2019 tax levy for taxes payable in 2020. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson recommended a tax levy of 11.99%, and the board will vote on that proposal at its meeting next month. A Truth in Taxation hearing must be held prior to that vote. The board also approved the FY19 audit last night. Superintendent Fulkerson then reviewed the interactive school report card, and she said the district's English and math scores were not where they needed to be. She did say that steps were being taken to address the programs, including a recent meeting with feeder schools. She also said FCHS was exploring the possibility of implementing a new math curriculum. The full report card may be viewed at IllinoisReportCard.com. The school's ESEA designation was reviewed as well, and FCHS was designated as commendable. Four designations are used in the overall performance of the school, and they are exemplary, commendable, underperforming, and lowest performing. In other business, the board approved the hiring of Trinity Britton as a paraprofessional, and it approved the hiring of Justin Titzer and Quentin Clevenger as volunteer wrestling coaches. It also approved an insurance agreement with Wright Specialty Insurance of Decatur, which is projected to provide annual savings of $27,785. In her report, Superintendent Fulkerson said the college and career fair that was canceled last Tuesday due to weather will be rescheduled for the spring. She then revealed that she has been in preliminary discussions regarding the possibility of installing air conditioning in the East Gym. She also recognized the accomplishments of the fall athletic teams and commended their successes. The Edwards County Board of Education also met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Edwards County School Board met in a regular session Monday night. The board heard, first of all, from members of the junior class requesting that prom be held off school property this coming year. The proposal by the class was to hold the event at the Granary in New Harmony. The event had been well planned by the class, with the promenade to be held at the K-12, and then the classmates would either ride a school van or drive to the prom location. The cost of the tickets would be $25 each, which would include a sit-down buffet-type meal at the Granary. After some discussion and the cost to hold the event higher, actually, at the K-12 gym, the board voted to allow prom to be moved to the Granary location. The event is to end at 11 p.m. that night. Superintendent Calgary then made a presentation on the proposed tax levy for the coming year, payable in 2020. Superintendent Calgary told the board that the actual amount paid to the district is thought to be less than this year's tax burden. For example, on a $100,000 home, the taxes this year were $1,230 compared to the proposed new tax levy, which would make the tax $1,216 on that same home if all goes as planned. Farm ground makes up 42% of the tax levy in the county, according to the superintendent. The proposed tax levy was passed by the board. The board also voted to approve a resolution of intent to issue working cash fund bonds up to and not exceed $1.8 million for repairs and upgrades to the district buildings. The board voted to accept the state report cards as presented by the state. Overall, the district looks to be in pretty good shape compared to the state averages. However, math and English still seem to be a struggle. There will be two new courses added to the curriculum next year at the Edwards County High School. A weightlifting class and an ag structures class are proposed. The Albin Grade School will be replacing the school board at the gym. Donations from Doug Raber State Farm Insurance, Asgro, Wabash General Hospital, and Little Prairie Christian Church donated money for a new school board at the Albin Grade School. The board had the first reading of several new policies, mostly dealing with school violence and concussion and head injuries. Under the superintendent report, Superintendent Cowger told the board that the revenues are up for the cafeteria and repair expenses are also much higher than last year. There are 888 students enrolled in school in the Edwards County School District this year, compared to last year at this time, 876 students. After executive session, the board voted to employ Bethany Rotrammel as ECHS Edwardian sponsor. Also, Albion Grade School Assistant Volleyball Coach Erica Bishop. The board also granted an FMLA leave to Ashley Craig. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 7 at Bob Boyles Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College. The district will hold a public hearing regarding its 2019 tax levy before recognition of various visitors and guests. After the hearing and various reports, trustees will hear the first reading of two policies, and approval is possible. The board will then move to new business, and it's expected to approve or certify several items, including the tax levy for calendar year 2019 and compliance with the Truth in Taxation Law. It's then expected to approve a chancellor search committee and the holiday calendar and board meeting dates and locations for 2020. Also expected to be approved are various agreements with Eastern Illinois University, Sparta Hospital, Franklin University, and Carl Foundation Hospital. In August, the John R. Cash Revocable Trust filed a complaint against Johnny and June's in Flora and its owners, Dustin and Kathy Smith. The complaint was filed in part to protect the trust's trademarks, and the parties have reportedly announced that the case has been settled, according to a Facebook post by the business. As of this past Friday, Johnny and June's has a new name in Venue 720. Venue 720 will provide the same services and space for events as it did under its former name. It has been a popular venue for weddings, private events, and concerts since 2016. The trust appreciates the Smiths' willingness to recognize its trademarks and rights and comply with its requests. The Illinois unemployment rate is holding steady at historic levels. Kim Howard has more.
October's jobless rate remained at 3.9%, says State Department of Employment Security spokesperson Rebecca Sisko. Additionally, she says 1,900 jobs were added last month.
The largest gains have been seen in the leisure and hospitality and educational and health services. We've seen significant job growth over the year with more than 57,000 jobs gained. And again, those two sectors impacted the most.
The national unemployment rate for October came in at 3.6%. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting passed its presidential gavel to Rita Fraser Friday night. Previously president-elect, Fraser was elected national vice president in 2017 and has served on the executive committee for the last 2 years. She has served in various leadership positions within the NAFB over the years and has led the RFD Radio Network as Director of Network and Audio Services for the Illinois Farm Bureau since January 2015. As director, Fraser is responsible for the management and administration of the RFD Radio Network. She is also a full-time farm broadcaster, working with her team to produce and distribute more than a dozen programs each weekday that are used by more than 80 Illinois radio stations. As NAFB president, Fraser will serve on its board of directors and represent the association at several national events, including the American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention and Trade Show, Commodity Classic, and many others over the next year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, names, spellings, and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
WFIWFM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 25 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 3rd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all the entries and win a Carbon Express Pile Driver 390 crossbow valued at $400. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters!
Currently in Fairfield, it's 48. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,927, down 108. The NASDAQ is at 8,572, up 22. December crude oil is at $55.52. That is down $1.53. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old Carmi resident Leela Pauline Fan died on Thursday at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She was a homemaker. Leela Fan is survived by son Marvin Fan of McLeansboro, daughters Rhonda Tarrant of Omaha and Tina Owen of Clay, Kentucky, 11 grandchildren, and several great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Leela Fan will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Digby Hill Cemetery near Dale. Those attending the service should meet at the cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to the family, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Irvington resident Jennifer A. Johnston died on Thursday at her home. She was a nurse. Jennifer Johnston is survived by her husband, William, son Mark Huffstatler, daughters Wendy Guess and Kelly Ross, brother Marvin Ferguson Jr., sisters Janet Morgan and Jane Ferguson, sister-in-law Kathy Ferguson, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. A graveside service for Jennifer Johnston will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at the Hickory Hill Cemetery in Broughton. Friends and family should go directly to the cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies at a high of 50. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 32. And then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 55. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Scattered showers on Thursday with a high of 60 and low of 38. Rain is likely on Friday. Friday, we expect a high of 45 and low of 30. And then partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 42 with a low of 28.